is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 13th of August, 2026, and you are on the clock with Aaron. Can't tell me nothing. Can't tell me anything green. Did you know that that song is performed by a Bahamian? That's a Bahamian singing that song. As a young boy, I love it. I love to hear to get a chance to see the full, diversity of Bahamian creativity. I can't remember what the exact genre is called, but that's like a European British indie pop. That boy is just talented. The special passion. I'm gonna give you all the artist name in a moment. Welcome back on the clock with Aaron Green. We got lots to talk about this morning. Let's start here. House fire, Johnson Road. A family of six have been left homeless after their Johnson Road home was gutted by fire shortly after 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon. Authorities responded to the scene as firefighters worked to extinguish the blaze. And so I am making an appeal. It's a family of six. I think there are two young daughters in the family, maybe like size 4 to 6. But if you can support this family through donations of clothing or non-perishable goods, please take donations to the FNM constituency office on Johnson Road and leave them in the name of the victims of the Johnson Road fire. That would be greatly appreciated. I also want to take a moment to say thank you to the firemen and the other police officers that attended the scene to block off the road to ensure that the motoring public, pedestrians, and the firemen in particular were safe while trying to extinguish the fire. I want to say a special thank you to the firemen, because as soon as we saw that power line start sparking, you know, we dash out the road, but the firemen couldn't dash away anywhere, right? And so we became aware that because of the proximity of the fire to the power lines, that some of the firemen were experiencing electric shocks, right, as they are using the hoses. But that didn't stop them. In fact, we thought that they were going to turn the power off to accommodate the firemen, and they didn't. And so we want to say to those firemen from the Johnson Road community, thank you. Thank you for putting your lives on the line for the Bahamian public, right? Like, all we could say is thank you, thank you. To the motorists that exercise patience and caution, thank you, thank you, thank you, right? Like, this is a small moment in the country, the island's life, but this small moment is devastating for not just the six people that live there, but the community that they belong to and the community they serve. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you to the Royal Bahamas Police Force and in particular the fire services. Now, there's lots to talk about in the paper today. Unrest at BPL, dispute on overtime erupts. BEWU files trade dispute, wants Alston gone. BTCU threatens industrial action is another headline. President of the Bahamas Taxi Cab Union, Tyrone Butler, and Trade Union Congress President Obi Ferguson addressing members of the media during a press conference yesterday. Potter's Key vendors waiting to be electrified, by BPL. I just love that headline. And let me tell you why I love that headline. When did we decide that Under the Dock was supposed to have, like, those stalls were supposed to be connected to BPL power supply? When did we decide that? Is that the same time we decided to ignore IGNORE, to ignore the new protocols put in place for Under the Bridge? You remember, I don't know how much money was spent on it, right? But you remember when they put up all the no parking signs, they put up the massive flower pots, right, to act as a deterrent to prevent people from parking in the restricted zones. And then the members of the stalls on Potter's Key said, to hell with y'all, your new policy. We're going to do whatever we want under the dock, under the bridge. That's the people you electrifying? That's what you're doing? I just want to know, when did the policy... Another question. Have you improved the bathroom facilities out there? Have you expanded access to sanitary services for the vendors and the consumers? Have you done... Like, you don't want to do that first? Because it appears to me like it's like Arawaki. Its evolution is random and vapid. And it's whatever the vendors decide they want to do. In fact, every vending space that I go into, right, that's a non-traditional business space, non-brick and mortar, right, especially spaces, right, managed by a state agency, whether it's the Gladstone Road Farmers Market, whether it's Montague Ramp, whether it's Potter's Key, right, like all of these spaces, right, There's oversight provided by a state agency. And in all of these spaces, ultimately, people just do whatever they want. They ignore all of the protocols put in place. They ignore all of the new policies. And no matter what it is you try to do, everything just falls away to nothing. Now, it's not all the vendors' fault. Not all. Somebody's supposed to be providing oversight. Somebody's supposed to be ensuring that the people them follow the protocols and policies put in place. I don't understand. I just don't understand. So let's read the article. Potter's Key electrified by BPL. We all waiting to be electrified by BPL. Trust me, they need to say something exciting that also makes sense. Maltese Davis, secretary of the Bahamas Docks and Allied Vendors Association, told Guardian Business yesterday that there is still no electricity at Potter's Key Dock, despite BPL having promised the area would be fully energized by the end of the first quarter. Quote, there's progress with them putting the infrastructure in, but we're still waiting. Up to now, if you ride through there, you would see the little gray pipes running along the stalls, he continued. Many persons have been in compliance with getting it sorted out, but you have to wait. We're going to go to the business section, front page. Many persons have been in compliance, but you have to wait until the power comes to the dock. I know they said there are 10 persons that are eligible for light whenever the light comes. I know that was said, but it's not there yet. Waiting. Okay, we go to page 2. It's honestly not there. BPL said on December 1st of 2025 that Potoski Dock has operated for decades without a formal power supply. Full stop. Yes, it has, hasn't it? Because it's not a... They're stalled. They're not supposed to have power supply. You're supposed to be able to do what you need to do, and then at the end trace of your presence. That's the nature of the vendor's permit. Right? But here's the second point. There is a second point. The article says it appears that only 10 vendors are eligible for, only 10 vendors are eligible for access to the power supply. I guess it's because it's probably like bureaucratic, like they just haven't finished the paperwork yet. But when you put the power out there, how many people may decide to just take advantage of the access to power without actually being formally connected to the power supply, right? Maybe that's what the wait is about. See, because here's the thing. These guys are innovative. They use ingenuity. They're creative, right? So creative that they could possibly just access the power without formally accessing the power. But my thing is, if y'all are so innovative and you practice such ingenuity, why, first of all, why Potoski look like that? Why under the dock look like, constantly look like that? Why don't the vendor, since y'all have taken ownership of the space, like it's yours and you could do whatever you want, whenever you want, why don't you take responsibility for moderating the behavior of the people spend their time under the dock? It can't be that you just there to make money and they just there to spend money and that's all. Right? Look how under the dock look. I got a caller on the line. We're going to go back to the article in a second. Producer, please prep the caller. Numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 is toll free for Family Island listeners in the text line 422-GR96. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Lady Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I am here, but two things I want to bring to your attention concerning BPL. The first one, you remember under Mr. Christie with the fire at the dump? As soon as the administration changed,
I don't know if it was as simple as that, as quick as that, but when you say as soon as the administration changed, I will say it's not as fast and as it wasn't as...
I'm not talking about the next day or the next...
Right, but I know what you're saying, but
okay.
What I read, right, was that with the administrative change came policy changes, vis-a-vis the operation of the dump. And it's those policy changes that resulted in a reduction.
I don't want to concentrate on the dump too long. I just use that as an illustration. All of these different outages, all of these different blackouts, all of these different this and that. If the government were to change in another election was tomorrow, in another month or so, and they all of this had stopped. What would that make you to believe?
Well, you know, I have this problem. It's called pattern recognition, right? And since I've seen this before, it would lead me to believe that there's political interference going
thank
on.
You.
But not the regular, degular, bipartisan interference.
No,
interference of the political class. See, the political class, right, contains both PLPs and FNMs. The political class contains people who, right, would like to see, would like to be able to machinate and manipulate both parties. Better yet, we get people in our political class that having like they like a proxy war, right? They play in the PLP against the FNM for their own interests and their own political gain and their own fiscal benefit, right? It's not a matter of whether the PLPs are sabotaging the FNMs or the FNMs are sabotaging the PLPs. It's a question of whether there's an element in our country that will use both parties and the existing political culture. What that is how the ordinary people think about politics and how they operate in the political sphere, how they think about voting, how they support or don't support the constituency office and the MP. So there are people in this country who know that they don't have to be PLP. They could use the PLP, the FNM, and the dynamic that exists between them for their own political and financial benefit. That's what I mean by political interference. Callers, call back, man. Call back. See, those were some strong words. I want you all to see how my good uncle spoke and said what he had to say without saying it. Right? That's why I had to take the time to say what I said. Let's go to the phone line. Producer, good morning, caller.
Miss Green, I don't know if you cut me off.
Yes, I cut you because I was hot. Go on, though.
I had something else to say.
I know, but let me tell you why that has happened. Because when I was living with my Grammy, Corinne, she used to fire me every day and tell me, go home and make sure I come to work. So always call back.
No, but let me just say this, please.
Yes.
This overtime thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The police have a three-day shift day.
Mm-hmm.
8 to 4, 4 to 12, 12 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Why BC, water and sewage, them can't be set up on a system like that? So you have somebody that work at all times. You don't have to worry about no overtime. You work your 8 hours, what you ain't do, when the next shift come on, they continue doing what you're doing. If they ain't finished, when the next shift come on, they continue doing what you're doing. And they making $10,000 a month in overtime. You know how long some people got to work for $10,000, Ms. Grant? It's not fair. Put them on a system just like the police. Let them work their 8 hours. Don't worry about no overtime. Now, if you specialize in something and we need you, that's the difference. But just to sit around a hole for 8 hours for overtime?
Well, I don't think it's the people who just be sitting around a hole for 8 hours. Like when you drive past a work site and you see the seven people there and only one person in the hole,
and nobody managing
traffic.
No. Everybody is looking down.
But I don't think
like they could have something.
I don't think that's what's happening. I can give you an example. I got another caller on the line.
I can listen to the example then.
All right. What I read so far was that they're saying that there are three people who would have received a share of like $600,000+. In overtime pay. If it's only three people, that suggests to me that that's the expertise right there. Like they only have three experts to do that work and they got to rely on those three people. Now, if you had said to me, listen, there are 20 people who could do this and 20 time, then I would say, yes, something is wrong. Or if there were 20 people who are experts, but only three getting the work and the overtime, then I would say there's something wrong. But we're going to read through the article this morning. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Well, listen, if that number didn't work for you, let's go again. The numbers to call, 323-6232. It's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259. That's 325-4259. And 242-300-5720, toll-free for Family Island listeners. Good morning, caller.
Okay, so I think it kind of pulled the cover off a whole other thing, see?
Tell me.
No, I mean, because, you have three persons making that amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be signed off on by four, by by a supervisor
mm-hmm.
or somebody in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just them.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we think we had a problem with BGC and all that stuff, but you know, BPL has some very gross internal problems. You know, and the you know, and that, and the interview with the president of the union.
The president of the union.
Hey, it's astounding.
Yeah.
Right? It's astounding. Okay?
Here's... But, go on quickly. I got two more callers.
Okay. But you know, I used to work with BC a couple of decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the department I was in, I recall on Sundays and Saturdays, the guys came in and they spent all the cooking and playing dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday was time and a half, and Sunday was double time.
I hear you.
Okay.
I hear what you said.
Now, hey,
mm-hmm.
I don't think we ain't gonna have no more current off for a while now.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I can hold you to that.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's go to the next caller. And let me say this. I've not read, I got to read the articles like three times. I haven't read them three times. I've just skimmed them for the morning, right? For me, what concerns me is not the conversation that we're having. These types of conversations pop up. That's why I had to touch on that letter to the editor yesterday. Let's go to the phone line, though. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Listen, let me read off these numbers again. If you're having a difficulty, 323-6232. Let's go to the phone line, producer. We get back to those numbers. Good morning, caller.
Erin, good morning.
Good morning. How you do?
Doing great, my dear. Two quick observations here. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, do you recall some time ago that there was this conversation where they were supposed to, or they had...
Turn your radio down for me.
...to convert the garbage to energy?
Yeah, waste to energy, yeah.
Waste to energy, right. Whatever became of that. And then secondly, if we are discarding garbage from the Bahamas, what volume of garbage is actually being sent out of the country?
And where is it being sent? Yeah.
Who regulates the cost for storage facilities?
Okay, who regulates the cost for storage
facilities? What ambit or what department does that fall under? Because there are some unscrupulous practices going on in this country pertaining to persons with storage facilities. They increase our pricing, and there seems to be no one speaking about that part of it at all. So right. Whose ambit does that fall under? Well, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. And let's broaden it out, because I think we really could use regulatory regime for a lot of our retail services. Then we need to think about it. Let's go to the next caller. But I'd say the issue extends beyond any one particular sector, even if the issue exists there. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
I have a quick question for you, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have a co-worker, right? And my co-worker mother died like about 2-3 years back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we asked him, say, man, I know you got one gal inside the house, right? So his response was, his mummy say she ain't want a woman in the house. Don't mind. He can say his mummy ain't want a woman inside the house. Is Sandlin still taking in people?
Listen,
Vicky,
I was listening to you because I thought you was in a very subtle way going to use some political satire to throw something in there between the lines. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, because something got to be wrong, make a waker.
Possibly. Likely.
So how was the nicest way to tell my co-worker, right, that something's wrong with him?
Okay, the nicest way to do it is to not say that something's wrong with him. Perhaps the best thing that you could do is to refer your friend, or even better yet, take him to, right? Like, don't just say you should go here. Like, take him to a grief and loss and recovery counselor, like Dr. Reg Eldon, right? Some, because obviously the boy is still grieving his mother deeply.
Deeply, yeah, deeply. Up, right? Because a lot of people deal with mental illness in different ways, right?
Yeah.
Walking around with everything they're normal and worrying all these things going around, are a lot of mental illness going around in the Bahamas, you know?
I would like to agree with you, and is on the roadways, right? And the ways that people are driving and how they respond to other drivers, right? It's obvious to me that we got a mental, health, a mental unwellness, a collective unwellness happening. And what makes it worse is that very few people are articulating it, saying it out loud. We just watching it. We just watching people make the most dangerous and risky decisions, and we ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, well, that's why I bring it up to you, because I you know, sometimes I have a bad way of saying things to people. I want a man go jump the bridge, but me tell him something, I'll do it.
No, no.
Amen?
You're going to take him to a grief, like grief and loss and recovery counselor, like I say, like Dr. Reg Eldon. And if Dr. Reg Eldon isn't a good fit, then you would ask Dr. Eldon. You could say, listen, my bro is like a churchy guy, and someone in the religious space, in a, you know, in his religious, because as Methodist, it may be another grief counselor that he may feel more comfortable with. But that's what you do. And you hold space for them. And for God's sake, don't call them crazy.
Yeah. No problem, folks.
All right.
But he got to be crazy.
I believe you. I believe you. Because of all of every single one of us. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. I can hear you, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Aaron. Good. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm fine. Yeah, I can hear you. That's got a little diamond radio.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, call about a telecommunication world conference coming up in September.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bahamas, and I wondering you could go live there.
I can talk to the station manager after my show about it right now. I mean, you know, after the show today.
Yeah, because I got to be interested. I didn't think I didn't read it. I think it's on the Guardian newspaper. It should be there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In fact, I want to share something with you, just how you said that, right? Our very own Mr. Leon Williams was honored at, I'm going to read it right now. His Excellency Leon R. Williams, right, was presented in recognition of his exceptional dedication, consistent support, and invaluable contribution to the continued success of Canto, that's the telecommunications,
right?
His commitment to excellence and steadfast service has been a meaningful and lasting impact on the association and the wider Caribbean ICT, I guess that's information, communications, and technology community.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that we in good standing, because remember, Lester Cox would have Mr. Williams, His Excellency, on regularly, right? So
right.
I think if Mr. Strawn speaks to Mr. Williams, maybe we can organize for The Guardian to carry the conference, or parts of the conference, and at the very least do a couple of the shows there. Thank you. Thank you for that. You still there? Man, you're gone. On another note, since we're talking about His Excellencies and Her Excellencies, here's a question. Can you be a cabinet minister and also an ambassador at the same time in the Westminster system and in the Bahamas government? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
Hey, good, thank you. How you doing?
All right, Aaron. I think you know the question that you just asked, but I called in because, again, Aaron, you said something that I think I had shared with you on your show. You shared the similar sentiments just now and saying about what's happening with the drivers on the road and mental health and what's playing out
mm-hmm.
in terms of behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other, and I say it because in the same way, there's a few things. Only Aaron probably care about that. It only makes sense to Aaron, maybe. But there's a portion on Tawny Darling Highway, if you're headed west, from AF Hadley, Aaron,
mm-hmm.
that we've had persons, maybe about 5 persons in the last 10 years or more than that,
mm-hmm.
have been hit by accident or by car somewhere.
Pedestrians?
Pedestrians, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the night, it's completely dark.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody in the Ministry of Works for months now has to say, let me fix these lights right there. It is completely dark. It is between where the community of Yellow Elder traverses across to the service side of Tony Darling Highway to those various businesses, convenience stores. If I'm not mistaken, I remember a mother and her young children at one point in time was hit there.
Your line is breaking right up. I can barely hear you. Still there? Do me a favor, call back, and we're going to continue the conversation. Good morning, caller.
A pleasant morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Sparky. How you doing?
First of all, it's so nice to hear Proper back on the air.
Yeah.
After taking a sabbatical, whatever the situation. Hey, welcome back, Papa, the Sparky boy. Miss Green, the next thing, and you know, let me do this quick. Going to one of the supermarkets yesterday, you know, I got the disability with my little wheelie walker,
mm-hmm.
pulling into the handicap. Big white police truck.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the front of the doggone blue handicap thing.
Mm-hmm.
The security guard says, right there, said, what's the disability about? That's the police.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you don't listen to Miss Green, so the police can break the law.
Yeah, that's what they believe.
The police parked a big, white, beautiful truck right there in the handicap parking spot. I can call it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right on top of Blue Hill Road again, the big hole there. I parked in Family Garden Yard. I got out there, take a video, send it on Facebook. I talked to you about a week or so ago about the big hole right on top of Blue Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That's still there. Okay? Mm-hmm. We got these things going on. People complain about it. Everybody got their own personality in this. I have mine. I have my thoughts. They complain with me calling the show.
Good morning, caller. I don't know what happened. Something's going on with the phone line, Sparky.
Hi. I almost hung up the phone myself because it was just blank.
I hear you. Yeah, something's going on with the phone lines. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm excellent, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good, good.
Okay, I just want to piggyback on what the gentleman said about the storage facility.
Mm-hmm.
And also the one about the grief.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Dr. Allen, I believe, may be able to help this particular guy as well.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
And right, and regarding the... the storage facility,
mm-hmm.
I have been using a storage facility for about 10 years, and in that time frame, I've seen the storage rent up almost like about either 2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a concern. Like, I asked the person there, not the owners,
mm-hmm.
about it, and they would have said they had ask their boss about it and why are they putting up the storage facility.
And if you are increasing the fee, tell us why. What's the rationale for the fee increase?
And he couldn't even tell her the reason why. He couldn't.
Mm-hmm. I get you. They were unable to provide a reasonable response to the question.
No, he couldn't even give her a good reason as to why he just wanted to just, you know, because I go there all the time. So I'm like, why are you all putting this up like this? And she said, well, I asked him why he's doing it. And he couldn't even give her a sensible answer as to why he's doing it. I am now in the market of looking at another place just built on Carmichael Road. I want to see what their prices are like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, that's my concern. Who's regulating things like that, that people could just throw these high prices on the consumers.
Right. And I can understand why, right? Because I've already entered into a contractual agreement with you. My goods already in your possession, technically, right, in the storage facility I rent. What if you go up exorbitantly, like a significant increase on the fee, and I'm unable to pay? What do the other terms say, right? Like, how long can I be delinquent before ownership of the property changes hands to the facility? There are lots of questions that need to be asked, and I'd like to thank you guys for raising those issues. And thank you for reminding me that Dr. David Allen is also practicing. And if you suspect that a loved one or a colleague, right? Like, I noticed, but he's not a lead to want to help him get help. You know, refer people to Dr. David Allen. And if Dr. David Allen is in a good fit, he's going to refer you to someone he thinks may be a better fit.
Yeah, he is an excellent person.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you much. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green, how you doing?
Hi, good, thank you. How you do?
I'm all right, Ms. Green. I heard you mention, like, regulation and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about regulating the behavior of BPL staff? I say, are we talking about regulating the behavior of BPL staff? Because everybody want to tell BPL staff how they supposed to behave.
Oh, yeah. I want them people down by BPL do whatever they feel as if it's in their right to do. I ain't trying to discourage them from doing nothing.
No, not what they feel is in their right to do. We gotta.
Sometimes.
I got you.
Sometimes it's green. The process don't really help you too. You gotta go above it. You know what I mean?
Not with BPL though.
Not crazy stuff.
Because I believe that's how we had that generator fire in the first place. But that's just me. That's just what I believe.
Well, you know, something. What I was gonna say to you is that if this union thing get out of hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then BPL could, the electricity company could have another excuse. If the power outage just continue, they get up, you know what I mean? Like another, you know, reason to say probably for us to be suspect as opposed to just their ineptness. You know what I mean? They could say BP could probably be getting sabotaged, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to say about the thing is that, because like with the whole legislation thing, Ms. Green, like when you talk about regulation, the government's supposed to be responsible for regulating. I mean, like, that's the only thing they say they're about now is regulating,
mm-hmm.
right? But if the government itself, right, and no one who is directly involved in our government, no one who has been elected by us, if none of them are taking part in the writing of these regulations, because we have all type of regulation bodies popping up in the Bahamas, where the government is in partnership with some PPP or however you call it, right? And in these regulation bodies, no one who is an elected official seems to be the one who is writing these things. You know what I mean? So be a lack individual to like regulate what goes on here. They're responsible for regulation. Mm-hmm. And they are not doing any regulating. All they're doing is just sitting back and allowing other people to do these things. I mean, shouldn't we be concerned? And the reason why I asked it, Ms. Green, is because this morning there's been a gentleman lately who's been making the rounds on the radio about promoting some digital platform, right? And Bahamas has some type of legislation that allows him to practice this partnership with someone else that doesn't really exist anywhere else in the world, right? And when we brag about things, about the Bahamas being the first, right, we need to ask ourselves, who in this country wrote that thing? That's what I asked him this morning, but he couldn't answer. You know what I mean? We brag about these things. Who are writing these legislations?
Okay, I got you. Listen, you said a whole lot. I got two other callers on the line. I feel like I'm being irresponsible by not sort of breaking down some of the stuff that you said, but I want to say this. Let's be very careful when we talk about what is sabotage and what isn't sabotage. First reason why. It's very difficult to prove that something is malfeasance versus incompetence. It's very, very difficult to prove that, right? The second part is, we cannot have this conversation that you, caller, were trying to have and that lots of us are trying to have without broader context. And what I mean by that is we cannot have this conversation only thinking about what's happening in this moment right now. But I got to go to the phone line. And once again, let's be careful when we're using that word sabotage. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green. Sharon Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Green, like you say, in context over the years,
mm-hmm.
it's incompetent. You know, I was looking at some pictures on social media. I hadn't been for a while. And I saw all these pictures from 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked and I said, no, And I'm looking at the people in the background, and I go, no. But the people from 25 years ago, from Perry Christie's first administration, had populated the back of all of these pitches. So it seems as if they keep dipping into the same well and wondering why we get the same nasty water.
Okay. I hear you, C. Allen. Right. And hold on. And I appreciate the colorful literary mechanism you use right there, right? I will say this, though. One of the things I've heard the politicians, the administrators, the union, and the actual line staff say is that one of the reasons why you see these faces continually reappearing, like you say, people who were on the job 25 years ago, why are they in pictures today, right? Because those are the people who understand how the system works and how the system does not work.
No, I wasn't talking about those people. I'm talking about the advisors, the ministers, the political advisors.
Oh, them said too. Okay. Yeah, okay.
But you spoke about the going to the cantor, whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
The two people, these ministries overcross each other. The Honorable Sebastian J.D., right? The Minister of Innovation, of Innovation and National Development, as well as Senator the Honorable Jerome Kelly Fitzgerald, the Minister of Economic Affairs. Both of them has a responsibility.
I almost fall out just now. Say it again. I want my heart to flutter. Say it again. I want my heart to flutter.
Senator the Honorable Jerome Kennedy Fitzgerald, Minister of Economic Affairs.
Oh, Lord, I almost fell in love.
I know, it could be
a heart attack. The heart just
flutter.
Right,
but when you look at, wait till you see the things that's under them. But when what happens is, in fact, they both gave the same speech on data sovereignty or digital sovereignty. I think it's something I talked about a few years ago.
Yeah.
But what happens is that when they go and they speak, and it'd be good for you to go, because when these guys go and speak around the world, we get news bites of it.
Yeah.
So instead of their entire speech, so we can hear what they're saying about us.
Yeah.
And what it is. We don't get it. And so here it is that these guys are talking about technology and advancement, and they can't give us video in real time.
Listen.
But they're going to build a country.
See, Alan, thank you. Thank you for me. Let's prep the next caller and then producer when we got to go to the break. If we could do it after this caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Aaron, there, your attention real quick. There's a major concern, and there's something that I see brewing in this country. There are a lot of homeless people that I'm noticing, and I'm not talking about what we consider to be street people.
Okay.
I'm talking about families. And I it's not surprising to me when I see in a lot of these places people are advertising let me give an example, an efficiency for $1,200, Aaron.
Yeah.
And when you look where these places are, you wonder if these people who are advertising, if they're on some kind of crack or what they're on.
The strongest of the narcotics. Yes, sir. Go on.
Yeah. It's like, and it's getting serious, Aaron. Aaron, if you think I'm joking.
No, I know what you're talking about.
You take a drive around 12:31 a.m. in the morning, and you just drive around the key areas like Carmichael and so forth. You do that for two nights. And Aaron, you'll be surprised to see how many people are
sleeping rough.
Homeless.
Yeah.
Homeless.
And for me, right, is one of the things I talked about leading into the election to juxtapose. What are the things that the administration are campaigning on? Right? The conversation we're having about increasing the number of beds for tourist heads juxtaposed to a housing crisis, a homelessness crisis, right? Like, what are we even talking about? How could we go forward without addressing these things? No, you're absolutely right. There's been a sharp increase in unhoused and homeless families. Yeah, not just people with addiction issues, with mental health and unwellness issues. No, families. We have to go to the break. When we get back from the break, we're going to hit the text line and maybe we could walk through one of these headlines. We'll be right back on the clock with Aaron Green, 96.9 FM.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kid's school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-777.
We're good for you.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
Headed to South Florida soon? Palm Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center. Take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive, in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Good morning, Ms. Green. Calling you back because I don't know if it drop or I get cut. But
wait, Spock,
I wanted to say condolences to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I hear.
I wanted to say condolences to you. I heard that one of your neighbors was assassinated last Tuesday. And I'm sorry to hear that you lost a friend.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. I don't know what you're talking about. I will, though, say that the community is still mourning the loss of the young man that died in the South Beach Canal in that area. We're still mourning his loss, and the family is still not certain of the circumstances of his death. That's all I am aware of. Let's be very, very off right now. I got to go to the text line. I'm so sorry, caller. I got to go to the text line, and I got to read something. There's a text. Who knows where the bills are and how they are getting paid? How many bills are being paid that have not seen a day in the Gazette? Still waiting on the NIF report. Let me tell you something. I've been talking about the NIF for forever, right? And I hate to be right. And I'm hoping that I'm not right. But something is not right about the operation of the National Investment Fund Act. Here's another text. Supply and demand control prices. There is no available storage, so they raise prices. If people build more facilities, the price will go down. If government tries to regulate rental prices, landlords will just not rent. Don't rent it then. Don't rent it. Do that. Don't rent it. You know what? All the businesses, keep everything. Don't sell nothing. Just keep it and eat it and sleep on it and use it as Band-Aids. Use it as blood pressure medicine. That's what to do. Or better yet, sell it to the foreigners only. Or even better, send it to Mars. Sell it to aliens. If that's the attitude that every business is going to have in this country, sell it to the aliens. Because I have a feeling that's what is acceptable, right? If Bahamians cannot afford the services offered to Bahamians in the Bahamas, well, let some people in who could afford it. That appears to be the attitude of everybody in the country, including the government. Ooh. Ooh, I can take a picture of all of them, Texter. Aaron, an air-conditioned efficiency can cost $1,200 light water included. Do you realize the light bill on that can be $400, $500 on that per month? The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And it's very simple. Callers, I don't have the time. It's very, very, very simple. If an efficiency can cost $1,200, light and water included, right? Then successive governments have failed, and this is a failed state. It's as simple as that. Because it does not matter what the external factors are causing to happen around you, you still have the obligation to provide for your citizens. Otherwise, it's a plantation. There's a lot of people who are disliking me using that word plantation, but that's what it is. If you're going to continually tell your citizens, there's nothing we could do for you, government, because external forces control the D. The next thing I got to say before is this. I didn't get enough time to talk about BPL. I figured it was going to happen, but I also appreciate my callers engaging the way that they engage, so I'm not mad. Serious, right? That's why I had to refer to that letter to the editor yesterday. If you have pattern recognition problems like me, you may see a pattern forming that you have seen before. Everybody at BPL could go home. Kyle Wilson, Christina Alson, what's the woman's name? Tony Seymour Cullmore, Seymour Pratt, Darnell Osborne, every single, Joe Beth Colby Davis, every single one of y'all could go home. Because this is looking like another play, another grand design, right? Another attempt to distract, to move us to a place where you want us to be. We've seen this before. This can't be the same Kyle Wilson who said that he mad because he put in the claim about attempted bribery and nothing. It can't be him. That's not the same person, is it? Is it? The same person who was barking as soon as the minister came on the BPL site in heels and a skirt. There's nothing wrong. We have to give the minister an opportunity to see what the problem is. How? I mean, if you give me a second, producer. Y'all want, you want fire? Because she seems to be the chairman of BGC. And you knew who the chairman of BGC was this whole time and you ain't tell us? This is a play. I don't like to get charged to go see a play that I'm a part of. And you ain't even tell me I'm a part of it. Anyway, my producer gonna run me. I gotta go. I apologize, producer. You guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. We're going to talk BPL tomorrow.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.